traditionally, justice focuses on who is right and who is wrong, with the appropriate penalties applied to the offender and awards or compensation given to the victim. Restorative justice, an alternative method of dispute resolution, was rolled out in 2008 in 4 communities to complement the traditional justice system. The communities include Granville, Effortsville, Homestead, and Tower Hill. The restorative justice program is underway in Trenchtown, Jonestown, Craigtown, and Hannatown in St. Andrew, Greater Ormondtown and Fletcher's Land in Kingston, communities in Spanish Town, St. Catherine, Maypen, and surrounding areas in Clarendon, and communities in Westmorland and St. James. Coordinator of the Restorative Justice Unit in the Ministry of Justice, Kalina White.
It was important to offer restorative justice as another vehicle to start thinking about justice in a different type of way to correct any type of harm caused by offenses or crime, wherein the victim, the offender, and the community can resolve collectively how to deal with the aftermath of any offense that's taken place, because it impacts each citizen of Jamaica and it impacts communities across the board.
The significant feature of this voluntary process is that it can be applied when the offender willingly accepts responsibility for his or her actions and consents freely and fully to participate in the process of restoration of the harm that has occurred. The victim must also agree to be part of the process, therefore making it entirely consensual. The process takes place in what is called a restorative conference. This is a structured meeting monitored by a trained facilitator. It is conducted in a restorative justice center and brings together the offender, the victim and their supporters, as well as community representatives to deal with the consequences of the offense and to collectively decide how to repair the harm. To date, the ministry has convened 201 successful restorative conferences in centers across the island, featuring 1,662 beneficiaries and 189 agreements. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice, Carol Palmer, says in addition to providing a solution to resolve disputes, the program reduces the case inventory before the courts.
The legal foundation was laid with the National Justice Policy in 2012, and it was followed up by the Law Reform Miscellaneous Amendments Restorative Justice Act of 2016. And so we have the full legal footing to implement restorative justice nationally.
Parish justice centers are also being established to expand access to restorative justice. 2 centers were opened in Sedan and Portland in 2017 to complement several community restorative justice centers established since 2011. Also in 2017, 2 restorative justice centers were opened to serve the residents of Denham Town and Tivoli Gardens in West Kingston, bringing the total to 10 across the island.
We will open 4 more at least justice centers by March, and the remaining, that is 1 for each parish, will be in existence before the end of the next fiscal year.
The government, in recognizing the success and benefits of the program, has reiterated its commitment to expanding restorative justice across sectors. Justice Minister Deroy Chuck says over the next 2 years, school administrators will be trained as restorative justice practitioners. Each school is expected to have at least 3 trained practitioners.
Restorative justice should be spread in every nook and cranny, every byway and highway, every corner, every schoolroom, every church, every inner city community across Jamaica.
8,000 justices of the peace will be trained in restorative justice and mediation. Additionally, persons in the judiciary will be sensitized about restorative justice and child diversion processes. And starting this year, community leaders, first responders, and other support groups will undergo training. Mr. Chuck explains why the training and sensitization is being done.
People will know about it, will know how they can resolve disputes and ensure that stability, peace and calm can remain or be created across every community in Jamaica.
Minister of Justice, Delroy Chuck.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.